Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is in two halves. We like doing things in two halves, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's a game of two halves. And straight up, something I've been meaning to play for a long time. You remember Japan Files?
I do.
Well, hello, Dave. He's working for a new firm now, and this came through, still doing Japanese music. This is Mix Market. Ready, go. Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band from Japan called Mix Market. I don't know what we're calling that. Sort of punky indie pop, I suppose. I like it. Really interesting. And I'm glad that we're back on the Japanese radar because I love playing Japanese music. And I might even drag out a few older Japanese tracks that we played in the past in coming weeks just to get you back into the feel of that crazy stuff going on those crazy islands on the other side of the world. What is Mix Market's J-Pop Asia web address?
jpopasia.com/mixmarket?
No, jpopasia.com/group/mixmarket. Yeah, they don't appear to just have a website themselves. There's a few different ways to find out about them, but I couldn't find a single website for them. So that does make it poorly into one, Tony Nell. You will notice I'm a bit croaky this week. I'll explain why later on in the show, but it's not that unusual for me to be croaky, is it? I have got some additional material here. Now, this is a section when we like to read out your jokes and poems, but I'll be honest, they're thin on the ground at the moment. Okay. But we did get this letter through from our friend Tim Potter.
Okay.
And please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com with anything that you'd like to just get off your chest, or a joke or a poem. We like to hear them. Anyway, here goes. Just when I catch up on Punky, I fall behind by months again. I've just finished listening to the Penis Radio Special. No, I don't actually remember that. I've just finished listening to the Penis Radio Special and noted that you were requesting millionaires to offer their support. Not quite there myself, but I have been thinking recently that I owe you guys a beer. Why don't you put a PayPal link on your website so your faithful listeners can help water your throats? Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. On a side note, If you want some filler for the international gig guide and make it truly international, my six-year-old daughter is having her first concert on the 22nd of June at Kindred Studios, Yarraville, Victoria, Australia, 1 to 4pm. She'll be playing drums to AC/DC's House of Jazz.
Nice.
We've all got to start somewhere, so at least she's starting on decent music. Regards, Tim Potter. Tim, fantastic. Oh, I wish I could be there. If you are in the Yarraville area on the, when is it, on the 22nd of June, why not get down to Kindred Studios and listen to a six-year-old drumming to AC/DC? What a brilliant idea. Thanks very much, Tim. Great idea about the PayPal. I don't know whether we've never felt very comfortable about that, have we, really?
No, it's, yeah, it's a bit like begging and a thing. I think rather we like sell things like buying your CD would be probably one of the best things, but
well, yeah,
donations, well, not so much.
Yeah, rather, you see, I don't want you to just sort of give money, but we have got the Cafe Press page.
Ah.
Why don't you just remind people of that if you can?
Yeah, it's cafepress.com/punkyradio. It's linked from our website, punkyradio.com. It's got one of most things on there because we only have one of every item because it's
like a t-shirt or a hat,
like a t-shirt. Well, I think like a black t-shirt, it's a white t-shirt, yeah. Any style, your hat, and the beer, and the clock.
And the clock, I love the clock.
Yeah, inexpensive and it's great.
Yeah, and we don't really make anything off that. We make like a dollar, don't we, or something off the.
It's a
t-shirt.
Dollar an item, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that way. You would be contributing in some way to us, but getting something as well, because I don't like to just ask for money. So maybe you could have a look at the Cafe Press site, and you know, every little bit helps, doesn't it? and the feedback we've got from their stuff is that it's fairly good quality stuff as well. The t-shirt, I've seen quite a few people have bought t-shirts and said that, yeah, they're decent t-shirts. So
yeah. it is good.
Yeah, so right then, next track, shall we? So this first half of the show this week, we got from, it's not four different countries, but very much four different places. I'll explain the second half of the show when we get there. Next up, we got a band from Florida called Victims of Circumstance that came through, how did they come through? I think they came through via Music Summit. It doesn't really matter, does it? Been around quite a while, quite well known in Florida, probably quite well known in the States. This is the first time they've come to my attention. What is their website?
victimsofcircumstance.com?
No, it's vocscar.com. V-O-C-S-K-A. Scar.com. You'll see why when you hear this. Probably being said to you, Tony Neil, this is Girlfriend.
You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life. Don't tell me what to do. You know, she picked me up in her Trans Am. She was old school with the James Dean cool, and I'm just a buddy holly kind of man. She was dressed tight, out of sight, a 21st century Betty Page. But she was out of line when she pulled me aside to tell me to act my age. No. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life. Don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life. Don't tell me what to do. But it was lost out there, cause she was only there to put me in my place. Now she's a CPA with a 5-year plan, a little money set aside. And I was overextended and my license is suspended, but she took me for a ride. Wow. Just wow. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life. Don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend.
bitch, you know she picked me up in her Trans Am. She was old school with the James Dean cool, and I'm just a Buddy Holly kind of man. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great John the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's from one load of ska punk to another load, really. Although Planet Smashers are more sort of just ska, aren't they?
Yeah.
Victim of Circumstance there. I did like that track. If you liked it, email me about anything, really, or leave a message on our Facebook page, which I believe you're just about to mention, aren't you, Tony?
I am.
Right, let's go for it.
Yep, so if you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us. Most people seem on Facebook these days. So go to our page, like it, leave us a comment. Got a couple this week, just two. First up from Real Gone, who declare that new UK Decay record is great. That's in response to last week's show.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Real Gone, a.k.a. Real Gone Rocks, a.k.a. bloke who introduces us to great bands, but occasionally introduces him to some as well.
Yeah. Another comment from Tukatukas.
Who
say greetings from Reunion Island, guys. Hope you enjoyed our tropical punk. We certainly did, and we certainly enjoyed the fact that you're from Reunion Island.
We did, and thank you very much for getting in touch with us via email as well. Not only are we going to be playing some more, we don't know how to say it, Tukatukas in the future, but there is the possibility of a Reunion Island special.
Oh, apparently, really?
There's more than one punk band there, yeah.
Excellent.
It's news to me.
That's it for Facebook.
Beautifully read. We're going to get on with the next track now. Another band from the US, this time from Missouri, I think. I think we played a track by them before. I hope it's not this one. I hope I'm not confused. Anyway, have a listen, see what you think. This is Better Days and Something to Show.
Always came too soon, 'cause we had each other, we felt alone.
Prairie Dogging.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Better Days, track of Something to Show. I don't think we've played that before. What is Better Days' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BetterDays?
No, Facebook.com/BetterDays314. Well, I've got no idea what the 314 called. It could be an area code for St. Louis. It could just be that one of them's 31 years and 4 months old. Who knows?
Pi to three decimal places.
What, sorry?
Or pi to two decimal places. I love maths.
You are just so off and wrong. Yeah, it's probably that.
Yeah, I say it's that.
Because it's pi to two decimal places. What was I thinking? There was me thinking...
Glad I could help.
Yeah. Oh, you disappoint me sometimes. So you might notice I'm a bit... Anyway, thank you, Better Days. And maybe if you are listening, you could let us know what the 314's for. And if it is, you put it there because it's pies to three decimal places. I will buy Tony a pie.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you like pies.
I do like pies.
So did you do anything last week?
I got a car.
That's quite big.
Yeah, that was today. So finally got my new car. I think I mentioned last week. Ordered the Honda CRV. Came today. Finally get to drive home from work rather than walk, which is great because it's really the weather's turned. It's horrible.
It hasn't been good the last few days, has it?
Nah.
It's been lovely in Scandinavia, of course.
Ah.
Which is where I've been.
Excellent.
And I'm not going to tell you all the things that I've done over the last few days because it's three cities, three different countries. I'm just going to give you an idea of what my life's like because I know a lot of people think it sounds fairly rock and roll, fairly crazy, fairly whatever. On Monday night after the gig in Copenhagen, thanks to everyone who came on the show, I had a really good time. I thought we were going to go to Max Burger, right? Max Burger is a Swedish sort of McDonald's, but I really like it. But they have them in all of Scandinavia. And go down there for some cheap burgers. Went down there, got there, it's shut. The people I was with said, don't worry, we'll keep walking. And I thought we were keeping walking to go and get some food. We weren't. We walked over half of Copenhagen to get to this bar called Vessels. Right, and Vessels is like 400 or 500 years old. You can smoke inside. How exciting. Mm-hmm. And they've got sort of real ales in there and that. It's great bars. Staying there for one drink. So look, guys, really ought to go. Shouldn't have a late night tonight. I've really, really been on it. And they went, all right, well, look, this is which hotel are you in? I said, oh, I'm in the first hotel, G Suites. And this guy who knows everything about Copenhagen, everybody said, oh, no. Right, yeah, I can point you in the right direction, but a lot of people don't know it's called that. It's only recently changed its name. It was always called the Hotel Petrie, and everybody knows it's Hotel Petrie. I went, all right, thanks very much. So I walk off in the direction that he sent me in to what is clearly not the direction to my hotel. Okay. And I'm thinking, hang on, what's going on here? So I stopped and asked someone and said, look, I'm after the first hotel, Peter. And he goes, yeah. It's just, it is that way. I went, all right. Well, I get closer and I know that this is not the way to my hotel. So I try and work my way back to where I think my hotel is. And I get going along there and I'm going, this is just, I'm going to be here forever. I'm in a part of Copenhagen, I don't know. It's a big city. So eventually, I give up. And I get a taxi. Now, this journey began at 1:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
So I'm obviously not entirely sober either. So I get in this taxi, say, hello, I'd like to go to the first hotel. He says, which one? I say, the one that used to be called the Petrie Hotel. He goes, right, brilliant, no problem. He does a U-turn on where I've been going to what I think is my hotel, takes me through this other part of Copenhagen, doesn't get to the hotel, says, look, I can't drive up there, it's a one-way system, I'll drop you off here, it's just around the corner. I went, all right, lovely job. I give him the money, go around the corner, and there it is, the Hotel Petrie, not my fucking hotel. By which time I've been walking around for an hour. So then, there's no taxis around by then, it's 2:30 in the morning, I walk back. So I walk back, but I know I'm really confused. I've been past everywhere in Copenhagen 2 or 3 times, except my hotel. Get about 100 yards from my hotel, convince myself I'm walking the wrong way, turn around, go back again, get right down the other end of the main drag that is a road called that I was pronouncing to people when I was asking. Gilden loves Godda, forgetting that the G is silent. No one knew what I was saying. It should be pronounced Gilden loves something or other. I'm basically saying Gilda loves garters. Everyone thinks I'm a fucking idiot, and no one's held me back to my hotel. I got back at 3:45 in the morning.
Shit.
And I'd been walking around in the rain for 2 hours, and guess what the product was? This voice. So I'd actually done all right until then. So anyway, so that's the kind of thing I get up to every week. Sorry, it wasn't a funny story. I just want you to feel my fucking pain. Two songs in a row now. The second one I'll tell you about after you've heard it. I want to complete this first half of the show with, fortunately, a band called Telstar Sound Drone, who are from Denmark. Now, I might have put down on your thing, Tony, they're just called Telstar. They are called Telstar Sound Drone. I think it says that on the... anyway, that's something we don't talk about on air, I remember. This is some kind of psychedelic garage punk craziness via Bad Afro Records. And hello to Lars, and thanks for continuing to send us this stuff through. There's a song you're not expecting after this. I think that'll be fair enough to describe it as that. And I'll tell you all about the second half of the show when you've heard these two in a row. In the meantime, what is Telstar Sound Drone's website?
TelstarSoundDrone.com.
No, TelstarSoundDrone.blogspot.co.uk. Paulie B, the Internet 3, Tony 1, this is Evaporation.
Thank you.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Stashes, as in mustaches or mustaches. I don't think they're called The Stashes. And a track called You Never Stop. They are from Geneva.
Okay, cool.
And they keep up the international feel of the show this week. But they're part of the second half of the show, which is a Psycho Motel special. The reason it's a Psycho Motel special is because there is a regular night in Liverpool called Psycho Motel, which is run by Zombina and the Skeletons.
Okay.
And I got a message through from Graham, it's a Frog's Life podcast, saying, hey, there's some free Zombina and Skeletons stuff, and sent me a link to it. And there wasn't. It's an EP by an offshoot band of theirs that we'll play in future weeks. But while I was there, I wondered what other free stuff they've got, and found this Psycho Motel Volume 2 free compilation that's got about 20-25 tracks and it's absolutely brilliant. And I thought, right, let's do them a favour, let's feature a few. So that was the first one. The second half of the show is all songs that are available on the Psycho Motel free download. So if you type in Psycho Motel Volume 2 into Google, you'll get a link to the download and you can all get this brilliant album for nothing. What a great idea.
Excellent.
Isn't it? Mind you, what's The Stashes' Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheStashes.
It is indeed. It's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2. And have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar. Off you go, dude.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There's something on Sunday. It's an open mic night again. So if you are wanting to go to that, please do go. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday for the other gigs. So, all Thursday. Right. Yes. Painting Elephants, Hannah Piranha, Audio Whores, and a late set from the Easy Peelers. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
We don't know what those nights are, do we?
Not a clue.
All over the place. All of it, shant,
all time. Of it, shop. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night, 31st of May. Crash 74, Stash, the Priscillas, Fire Eyes. It's a Juanita Moonshine night.
Juanita Moonshine. Balan. I love the Priscillas, and I love Juanita Moonshine. Hello, Priscillas.
Yeah, well, rings a bell. We must play them.
Rings a bell. We play them loads of times. I'm always playing All the Way to Holloway. You know that song.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love them. Love them.
How much do you think, Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, 1st of June, Strength for a Reason, No Second Chance, Look My Way, and Crippler LBU. And Final Word. It's a Ruction Records night.
Sounds terrifying.
How much do you think it is, Saturday night?
£6.
Yeah, it is, £6.
Oh, get in, 666, we've done it. We've got the number of the beast, nice one.
Excellent.
Got the address of the beast.
That's it.
At the 12 bar. Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Don't forget, on the 22nd of June there is that fabulous gig in Yarraville, Australia, with Tim Potter's 6-year-old daughter playing drums to AC/DC.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Right, should we do another song?
Yep.
Another one off the Psycho Motel free download, and this is a band I'd never heard of, but I love them. Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies, Tony.
Nice.
I don't think they could be more northern. And I don't think this song could be more northern. They're super northern, uber northern. They're northern. If you cut them in half, what would it spell? Like rock. Northern. All the way through them. Northern, 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 northern. They're super northern and they're brilliant. And you're going to love this. What is their website?
PeteBenthamandTheDinnerLadies.com.
No, it's imadinnerlady.blogspot.co.uk and imadinnerlady's imadinnerlady.blogspot.co.uk. Polybian set 4, Tony 2. This is That London.
Who talks a lot without saying anything?
That London, that is.
Let's sit down in the end.
That London, that is. That London, that is.
That London, that London, that London. That's London. Cost you 50p.
That's London, that is. That's London, that is.
If you want a pearl, cost you that too.
That's London, that is. That's London, that is.
That London, that London, that London, that London. To be left on your tongue.
That's London, that is. That's London, that is.
Anonymity is great, but money is the god.
That's London, that is. That's London, that is.
That's London, that London, that London, that London, that London, that London, that London.
Queef cake.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies. We're playing more in the future. Definitely. Super super northern. Super northern. Hey, that London. That London. Now then. I should stop saying now then, shouldn't I? Because people are getting me confused with that bloke nobody likes.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't really want that, do yeah. I? Are you doing anything this week?
The beautiful Steph is going back to Germany for a couple of weeks. I'm doing an airport run in my new car.
And then you're straight to the lap dancing bar, right?
I'm straight to the lap dancing bar to put pound coins in strippers' pockets.
Yeah.
Or 20 yeah. pences.
Yeah, because most strippers have pockets.
They do up north.
Are you going to put a pound coin in a furry pocket? So yeah, so you're basically going to do nothing for a few days.
I'll be working 7 days a week rather than five to try and catch up.
No, that's lovely.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm going to the Hyena in Newcastle.
Cool.
And I thought it was going to be my last trip there, but it's not. They're under new management, effectively. So I'm going up there Friday, Saturday, going to bump into my mate Graham. Might see my friend the burlesque dancer. Do you remember her? Bettina Spankenhouse. We've mentioned her before.
Can't remember.
Either that or just see Graham.
Okay.
Toss up, really. Bettina Spankenhouse, Graham. Graham, Bettina Spankenhouse. I'll be honest with you, I'll have more fun with Graham.
Okay.
Although he doesn't sound that way, does it?
No.
So I'll be up there Friday, Saturday. So if you're not doing anything and you're in the North East, do come and see me at the Hyena Comedy Club on Leeds Lane. I love it there. And hello to all the people I know out there. Looking forward to seeing it. But that's about it for me, what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
Really. Yeah. Shall we just carry on then?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not really in the mood, are you? No.
Me? No, I'm always in the mood.
Yeah, you're never in the mood. What are you doing this week? Nothing.
Nothing.
What did you do last week? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I just want to get this show over with, Paul. I only do this to massage your ego, you prick. Right. I know how you're feeling back there in your...
Up north.
...studio up north. Next track, another great band from the Psycho Motel compilation, El Toro. And this is Night of El Phantom.
I knew I was.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was El Toro, Night of El Phantom. They're from Liverpool, I think. They don't sound like that. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/El Toro Band?
No, it's not. And the reason I've picked their MySpace page is because it was such a good address. Because okay. They're on Facebook, they're all over the place, but I just wanted to read it out. Their MySpace page is MySpace.com/El Toro Pileup. I know. Nice. I like that. Which makes it, what, probably be an Inset 5, Tony 2, doesn't it?
Yep.
Bit of a thrash in there, Sunshine.
No.
I like that very much. I like them very much. We'll play more of them in the future as well. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. Now then, have you got a twat for us?
I do.
I said now then again.
I know.
It's an affectation.
I do.
Right.
So, thanks for your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email your twats. Always appreciated. They've been drying up of late.
I know, and you really do like a twat, don't you? And
I do like a twat.
There's nothing worse than a dry twat.
Exactly. Twat makes Tony a happy boy.
But you've got one anyway, so...
I do have one. Here we go. It's from Insane Star.
Fabulous.
Excellent.
Hello, Insane Star. I'm still waiting for your knickers, darling.
Exactly. She says it's a bit
it's
of a...
Supposed to, how long have I been asking her to post me?
It's got
to
be 2 years.
Oh, it's more than that, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah, I don't think they're coming.
No.
It's taken me this long to realise that. I don't think they're coming.
But she never said no.
True.
Or acknowledged that you even asked.
Also true. It's something she blocked from our online relationship.
Yeah. But she says, it's a bit of a belated twat, but still deserving. I nominate Jo Hampshire, the organiser of the Whitby Goth Weekend, because she's crap at organising. At the April weekend, on the Friday night, both Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and the Zombini and the Skeletons were told to cut their set short during the performance because Jo had decided to rush through the band so she could charge people to enter the venue after 12 a.m. for a club
shocking.
Night.
That's shocking.
And very few people actually came. Then on the Saturday, she booked a last-minute extra act and allowed people to pay a fiver to see it. However, they didn't check to make sure these people had left the venue before the listed band started, which pissed me off as I'd paid full price for a ticket for the evening. She's getting rich from a piss-poor festival that's going rapidly downhill, so she definitely is something if not a twat. Thanks, and sorry for the long rant. Insane Star wasn't that long, I've had longer.
Well, my own experience with said lady when we did the comedy at the Goth Festival last November wasn't good either, so...
Right.
I'm happy to go with this.
So you can confirm the twatness.
How dare you have two of the best bands in the UK playing short sets just so you can get a couple of quid off people coming for a disco?
Exactly.
Pathetic.
Yeah, so ready?
Yeah, but how come we didn't know that Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and Zombina and the Skeletons were on? And how fitting that we should be making up for it with this Zombina-related second half of the show.
Exactly. It all comes
perfect.
Together.
Go for it, mate.
Okay, so... for being crap at organising and cutting short two great bands, Jo Hampshire from Whitby
is a twat. Absolutely justified.
Yep.
And hi to all those goths listening. Please don't tell her. Last track this week.
Yep.
Fittingly, by a band called The Dead Class. And they're from a combination of UK and Ireland. They're the last track we're playing off this compilation, Psycho Motel, free download. We might play more tracks of it in future. It's absolutely brilliant. Really, really good. What is the Dead Class's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDeadClass.
It is indeed. Tony 3, probably be Internet 5. It's a win for me, but you know what? You've come back strongly. This is Euphobia.
Makes me happy.
that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Please do make sure that you download all the tracks you can from the bands you play this week and buy their stuff. That's what the show's all about, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. I do keep getting people asking me what the track is that we're playing underneath us right now. It's called Bunch of Can'ts, and it's by The Scourge, and you can find it via iTunes, as you can this show. Please do email us your jokes and poems, and maybe, Tony, you could just remind people of the internet stations that carry this here podcast.
Yeah, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and finally on Galactic World Radio, galacticworldradio.com.
And just so you know, they're all brilliant, but they don't pay us any money either.
Nope.
So we're quite good at not getting any money, aren't we, on this show?
Brilliant.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!